Gemara Daf Vav Amid Beis going on to Daf Zayin is talking about what the walls of the sukkah are supposed to look like. So we pass in like the Chachamim that Shtayim Kel Chasan Lushlishes Afilu Tefach, that the sukkah only has to have three walls. The first two have to be Kel Chasan, which Rashi explains means Kishir Meshach Sukkah. It has to be seven Tfachim long. But Shlishes Afilu Tefach, the third one only has to be a Tefach. Where does that Tefach have to be? So that's a major machlokas. The Amoraim have a machlokas in the Gemara, whether Keneged Hayotze, Keneged Rosh Tor, maybe just put a tefach, a mechitz of a tefach, in a certain place. There's a machlokas Rishon and what those phrases even mean. Rabbi Simon on Dav Zayin Amid Aleph adds another prat. He says not just Keneged Hayotze or Keneged Rosh Tor, but he says rather that Oslo Tefach Shochek, that the tefach of the mechitz is not enough just to be what we call a tefach, but rather it has to be a tefach shochek. It has to be a little bit more than a tefach. Tefach umashu, that the tefach is comprised of four etzbos, but the four etzbos are not tight like a typical tefach, but rather there's a little bit of space between them. A tefach shochek, 1.1 tefachim. Why? So he says that you're supposed to put the tefach shochek pachos mishlosh tefachim samach ladofen, kol pachos mishlosh tefachim is kelav adami. So as a result of that, you'll have, as Rashi explains, you'll have rove of the dofen shlishes, and that's what you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have not just the tefach beruach shlishes, but rather the tefach should be situated in such a way that you'll have rove of the dofen sasim, because we know lovet is kesasim dami. So if you mamid the tefach shochek within three tefachim of the second dofen, 2.9 tefachim from the second dofen, so 1.1 plus 2.9 is 4. A total of four. Four is rove of the dofen shlishes. So that's the way that the third ruach is supposed to be constructed. So we started talking at the end of last year. What's this extra din Rabbi Simon is adding? Is this a din deraisa? Is this a din derabbanan? What's the nature of the halacha? So Tosus on Dav Zayin Amid Beis says it's a din derabbanan. The halacha moshe Sinai is that shlishes afilu tefach. You can put the tefach Keneged Ayotze, Keneged Rosh Tor, however you pass in that child, that's the halacha Moshe Sinai. Comes Rabbi Simon and says, there's noch a din derabbanan. Chazal added a din derabbanan that you should do something better. Do something better. Not just have the tefach, but rather put the tefach in such a way that you'll have rove of the dolphin sasam. That's a din derabbanan that's added to the halacha Moshe Sinai. Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem seems to disagree. He seems to say Rabbi Simon is within the halacha Moshe Sinai, that the halacha Moshe Sinai was nemra in such a way that you're supposed to have a tefach shochek. You're not supposed to put a keneged ayotze, keneged rosh tov, rather you should have a tefach shochek placed in such a way that you'll have rove dofen sasim. That's part of the halacha Moshe Sinai. It's not a din derabbanan, but rather it's part of the halacha Moshe Sinai. That's how the Ramban seems to learn. And that's the way that the Prima Godim in Simon Tov Reish Lamed, in the Mishpat Zozov, Sif Katan Beis, he's medayik from the Ran like that as well. But that's the shita of the Ramban in the Ran. It's a din daraisa. The tefach shochik is a din daraisa. It's part of the halacha Moshe Sinai of Shlishes Afilu Tefach. The question is, if we understand that it's part of the halacha Moshe Sinai, so how can we comprehend this phrase of Shlishes Afilu Tefach? If you hold that the Rabbi Simon is the halacha Moshe Sinai, that you're supposed to place the tefach, first of all, it's not enough to have a tefach, you need a tefach shochek, but you're also supposed to place the tefach shochek in such a way that you have rove the dofen sasim. So really what you're telling me is that the halacha Moshe Sinai is not shlishes afilu tefach, it's really shlishes afilu dalet tefachim. You don't need the full shear of zayin tefachim, but it's not shlishes afilu tefach. I know, shlishes afilu tefach, a tefach shochek, but it's not just a tefach shochek. The tefach shochek has to be placed in such a way that you really have four tefachim in the rosh shlishes. So why was the halacha Moshe Sinai formulated in such a way that it says a shlishes afilu tefach? It's not shlishes afilu tefach. It's really shlishes dalet tefachim. You might not need shiva tefachim, but you need dalet tefachim. So what kind of a strange formulation is that, according to the Ramban? Mishlam, according to Tosis, I get it. The halacha Moshe Sinai is shlishes afilu tefach. There's noch a din derabbanan that you should have a tefach shochek and place it in such a way that you're really going to have rove with the dofen sasim. That's not the halacha Moshe Sinai, that's noch a din. But according to the Ramban, that it's a chelek of the halacha Moshe Sinai. So why was kach nemra halacha shlishes afilu tefach? The formulation should have been shlishes, you're supposed to have rove of the dofen sasim. You don't need shiva tefachim, but you need rove of the dofen sasim. What's this formulation that shlishes afilu tefach? What's it coming to tell me? It's not really true, according to the Ramban. So the Gaon in Bir Agra in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Sif Katan Yud Beis, he has a Moir Dikachidish. that based on his chiddush we can perhaps answer this question. The Vilna Gaon says that when it comes to the funus of a sukkah, in the basic shear of the dofen of the sukkah, lovet is not going to work. That's his basic chiddush. That's his chiddush. He says, take the first two walls. Forget about the shlishis. The first two walls, they're supposed to be shiva tefachim. Claims the Vilna Gaon, lovet's not going to work in that basic shear of shiva tefachim. If you add on to shiva tefachim, if your wall is longer than shiva tefachim, so then you can make a wall out of konim and a wall out of chavolim and have airspace as long as it's less than three tefachim, and you'll have a din of lovet, you'll have lovet kisas and dami. But Zokto Gaon, in the shear, in the ikar shear of a sukkah, lovet is not going to work. Lovet doesn't work. How do I know that? He says, well, look at the third wall. The Gemara says, "Shlishis avi l'tefach." There's a halacha in Moshe Sinai of shlishis avi l'tefach. Why do we have such a phrase? What's the phrase for? Really, the halacha in Moshe Sinai is that you need four tefachim. So why shouldn't the phrase be shlishis afilu dalid? Shlishis you need rov of the dofen. Why was the halacha nemra beloshen zed that shlishis avi l'tefach? Comes the Gaon and says clearly what that is trying to tell me is that the ikar shear of the third wall is a tefach. And lovet is not going to help me in the tefach. I need a tefach. Tefach, a tefach shochek. I need a tefach in this wall. Lovet's not going to help me in the ikar shear of this wall. Lovet's only going to help me in the extra part of this wall. That's what the halacha Moshe Sinai of Shlishis Afilu Tefach is telling me. It's not telling me that's the shear of the wall. Avada, the shear of the wall is four tefachim. But Shlishis Afilu Tefach is telling me the ikar shear of the mechitza, the ikar shear dofen in the ruach shlishis is tefach, and within that tefach, lovet's not going to help me. I need a minimum of a tefach because lovet never helps me in the ikar shear of the walls of the sukkah. That's the chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, that lovet never helps me in the ikar shear of the wall. You have extra wall, then lovet can help me, but in the ikar shear, it doesn't help me. So Shlishis Afilu Tefach is teaching me that the ikar shir of the dofen shlishis is tefach, and within that tefach, lovet doesn't work. But that's not enough. The halacha Moshe Sinai also added that I need rov of the dofen in the ruach shlishis. But for rov of the dofen, lovet can help me because that's not the ikar shir mechitza. The ikar shir of the dofen is a tefach. In that, lovet's not going to help me. But in the extra that the halacha Moshe Sinai is teaching me, not at the rabbanon, in the extra that the halacha Moshe Sinai is teaching me, that I need the rov dofen for the extra, lovet is gonna help you. That's the lashon of the Bi'ur HaGra. You'll turn to page 2. I gave you only a snippet of the Bi'ur HaGra because when we get to the hemshech of the sugya, we'll see the whole piece. We'll see more of the piece in Bi'ur HaGra. It's an interesting machlokas we've shown him that the Bi'ur HaGra is touching on, but we're not going to be able to understand that now because we haven't seen the sugya. But this line of Bi'ur HaGra we can get over here, and it'll help us for the Ramban. What does the Bi'ur HaGra say? The habachala sukkah lo mahani lovet b'shtayim pilchasan. He says, lovet doesn't work in shtayim pilchasan. Shtayim pilchasan means you need a shear of zayin tefachim in the basic defadas of a sukkah. Claims the Vilna Gaon, lovet doesn't help me in that. That's the basic shear of a sukkah. And for the basic shear of a sukkah, lovet doesn't work. How do I know that lovet doesn't work in the basic shear of a sukkah? The im lo kain, lama amru shlish zafi letefach hadalet tefachim bayi. If lovet works in the ikka shear of a sukkah, so then why was the halacha Moshe Sinai said shlish zafi letefach? Ushlish zafi letefach hadalet tefachim bayi. Well, what does that mean? Why does it say shlish zafi letefach hadalet tefachim bayi? It really should have said that you need dalet tefachim. So why is it saying Ushlishis Afilu Tefach? Why? What's the purpose of that? Must be telling me that in the ikar shir of a mechitza you don't say lovet. Avada you need dalet tefachim, but for that we will say lovet. But it says Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. The halacha Moshe Sinai was said b'chai gavna, right? It was said in the formulation of Ushlishis Afilu Tefach to teach me this chiddush, claims the Gaon, that in the ikar shir mechitza for a sukkah we don't say lovet. So for the ikar tefach, we don't say lovet. It's only in the extra that we say lovet. Right? Only in the dalid by tefach. So it claims the Gaon. Not only is that true in the ruach shlishis, it's true in the other two sides as well. That in the ikar shir of zayin tefachim, the ikar shir of a sukkah, we're not going to say lovet. Only in the extensions. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Now, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because as we'll see, the Gemara later on in Daf Zayin seems to be saying that we do say lovet in the funnest of the sukkah. Maybe some of you have seen that in Bikias. I mean, we were talking about the Mishnah in Erevin, Makifin, Shlosha Chavolim, Gemara here in Sukkah talks about that you can have kona pachos, pachos, pachos megimel. You know, you can have a defunus made out of konim. What's that talking about? Lovud in the defunus. The Gaon is saying you don't say lovud in the ikashir, but yet the Gemara seems to say you can make the whole dofen out of konim with a lovud and everything is fine. So it's very mudna. So there are different approaches. Some Taka say that that Gemara is not talking about the ikashir. The ikashir of Zayin Tfachim can't be with lovud, like the according to the Vilna Gaon. According to the Vilna Gaon, you have to reinterpret that Gemara that it's not talking about the primary shir of the defunus of the sukkah. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish says, according to the Vilna Gaon, and the whole Gemara in Daf Zayin can't be talking about the primary shir. It's like when we describe that you can make the defunus of the sukkah out of strings, and you put the strings around the sukkah, according to the Vilna Gaon, that's not going to work, because that's in the ikar shir. Right? You're making the ikar shir of the defunus out of love, but according to the Vilna Gaon, that's not going to work. The Mogen Avraham has a different approach. He says, no, that Jack Gemara is not a kasha against the Vilna Gaon. He's not working within the Gaon, but he says that Gemara is talking about if you have all four walls. If you have all four walls, then everything changes. If you have all four walls, then you can make the sukkah out of lovud. You can make the defunus out of lovud, even in the ikashir. The Gaon is talking about if you have three walls, shtayim pilchos and shlish avilu tefach. So there, the ikar shir of the wall, the ikar shir of the mechitza, Zion tefachim for the first wall, Zion tefachim for the second wall, and tefach for the third wall, that can't be made out of lovud. So if you have a sukkah that's encircled with four walls, then you can use lovud for all four walls. That's the Mogen Avraham's interpretation of the Gemara. Okay, there are different approaches, but the most important thing is to realize that the Gaon is saying a very big chiddush that you have to work at the Gemara to see how it fits into the Gemara. That's the Vilna Gaon's pshat. So that could help us for the Ramban. The Ramban, again, says that Shlish Zavilu Tefach, part of the halacha on Shmisinai, is this din of Rabbi Simon, that you need a Tefach Shochek and you have to have Rove of the Dauphin Sossum. So we asked, how does that work out with the phrase of Shlish Zavilu Tefach? It should really say Shlish Zavilu Dalit. You need Dalit Fachim, like the Lashon of the Gaon, Dalit Fachim boy. Why do you mean Shlish Zavilu Tefach? So the answer, according to the Gaon, could be that Shlish Zavilu Tefach teaches me that you need a tefach without lovud. You need the basic shear of a tefach without lovud. The rest of it, the rest of the dalat fachim to have rov of the dofen, that's that you can have even through lovud. Tosfos clearly doesn't agree with the Gaon. Tosfos clearly holds that you can have lovud in the ikar shear of the sukkah, in the ikar shear of the ruach shlishis. Bring me a rai from Tosfos. Tosfos clearly doesn't hold like the Vilna Gaon. But as we'll see, that's not a kasha, because Tosfos and the Ramban have a running machlokas over here. But Tosfos clearly doesn't agree with the Gaon. How do I know? Look at Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Osa lo tefach shochek. Right? Rabbi Simon. Osa lo tefach shochek. Kona bepochos megimel samach ledofen lo yoel lechoshev ketefach machmas lovin. If you have a kona bepochos megimel, what's a kona? A kona doesn't mean a tefach shochek. It means it's kona mashu. You have just a little pole. A little pole, pachos mishlosha, samach ladofen, says Tosfos is not going to work to be considered a tefach, midin lovud. Dolakach boy tefach shochik. Kedeshe dofen ze rochav harbot tfachim kedepirish bekuntris. You need a tefach shochik. Rabbi Simon says you can't just have a kona. What's a kona? What's a tefach shochik? Kona means a kona mashu, less than tefach shochik. He doesn't even say kona tefach. He says kona. Kona normally means just a kona mashu. Alechi. Alechi is a kona mashu. So Tosfos says a kona mashu is not going to work. Why is a kona mashu not going to work? Because then you're not going to have rov of the dofen. Right? His first reason why kona mashu is not going to work, again, kona mashu, you have the shtayim kilchasan, shlish zavilu tefach. So let's say you put a kona mashu, just a kona, 2.9. The kona, let's say, is 0.1, right? Rabbi Simon would say this is not going to be good enough. Why? Because all you have is three. That's not four. That's not rov ledofen. So says Tosfos, kona mashu is not going to work, even if it's samach ledofen within lovud, because you're not going to have rov dofen. And kidapirish bekunches, Rashi says that you need rov dofen. Kadeshe rov dofen the shiur b'shem betvachim u'mashu. The ode says Tosfos, there's another reason why kona mashu doesn't work. What's that? The kona mevatale avira. The kona mevatale avira. That means avira mevatale. The kona is not mevatal the avir. Means if all you have is a kona, then the avira minatzad is going to be mevatalit. Tosfos in the first Dibur Maschil on the Daf talked about Avir the Hagisa, the Hagisa Mevatalei. Right, that was that whole shayla. If you hold Keneged Rosh Torah, then the Osi Avir, the Hagisu Mevatalei. So we said, well, what's the Rosh Kotar? If Rosh Torah is connected to the two other Mechitzas, where's the Avira, the Hagisu, the Hagisa? Tosfos brings it back. Tosfos had said, Osi Avir, the Hagisa is normally not a problem. Why? Because you have a Mechitza V'Tefach. You have a Mechitza D'Araisa. If you have a Mechitza D'Araisa V'Tefach, then the Avir, the Hagisa is not going to be Mevatalei. Says Tosfos, but if all you have is a what? Is a kana mashu? See, Avir Dagisa Mavatale. Right, Taisa is saying kana mashu is too weak. It's not strong enough. If you have a mechitza daraisa, a tefach, hilchasa gemiri la, so then the Avir Dagisa is not going to be mavatale, right? If you had, let's just give the simple case, right? If you have Rosh Tar, and you have keneged Rosh Tar, let's say. This, right? So the shaila is, why shouldn't we say Asi Avir the Hagisu Mavatalei? There's Avir on either side, so it should be Mavatel the Tefach. It says Tosfos, no, the Tefach is a Shir Mechitza Deraisa. A Shir Mechitza Deraisa, the Avir the Hagisu, not going to be Mavatalei. Says Tosfos, but if all I have is a Kona, just like a little Mashu of a Kona, that's not Choshev enough. So kona pachos mishlosha samach le dofen hasheni, that's not going to work for two reasons. First of all, there's no rov dofen. Secondly, the avira, the hagisu, the hagisu is going to be mevatel. The avira here and the avira there, it's going to just take the kona away. It's going to be mevatel the kona. It's not going to work. What should have been the easiest answer for Taisus Kasha? What should have been the answer? Not rov dofen. And not osi avir dahagisa dahagisa mevatalei. What should have been the answer? Kone pachos mishlosha samach ladofen is not going to work. Why? Why? Do you know the ikashir? Love it doesn't work in the ikashir. What's the ikashir in the dofen shlishis? Tefach. So without a tefach, nothing to talk about. That's what Tosfos should have answered, but he doesn't. So Tosfos is clearly not working with the gong. You hear? It's a chap. Tosfos doesn't say that the problem is you can't say love it in the ikashir of the dofen and the tefa. He has other answers. You need rov of the dofen, asi avir dahagisam umavatale. But he doesn't say that you need the ikashir without lovud. Why not? Because Tosfos is not beholden to the bir agra. Ramban is beholden to the bir agra because Ramban holds that Rabbi Simon is also part of the halacha Moshe Sinai. Shlish Zavilo Tefach is the halacha Moshe Mishinai. Tefach Shochek, Rov Dofen is part of the halacha Moshe Mishinai. The Tzvei Dinim's up the Ramban in the halacha Moshe Mishinai. Right? The Ramban says there are two parts of the halacha Moshe Mishinai. There's Tefach, and there's also Rov Dofen. Alidei Tefach Shochek. How do we stem these two things? How do we reconcile? What do you need two halachas for? So according to the Vilna Gaon, it's great that in the tefach you can't say lovud. The rov dofen is through tefach shochek vilovud. So that's the point. The halacha Moshe Mishinai comes in two parts. The ikar shir mechitza is the tefach. For that, lovud doesn't work. For the rest of it, lovud can work. But Taisus doesn't say like that. Taisus says that the halacha Moshe Mishinai is just the tefach. Just the tefach. Tefach shochek, rov dofen, that's midrabanan. So Tosfos is free to say that within the tefach, within the ikar din, you know what, I don't even want to put it here because it's going to confuse us. Let's do it like this. Halacha Moshe Mishinai is a tefach, but Rosh Lishas, period. Tefach shochek, rov dofen, that's only the Rabbanon. Not part of the halacha Moshe Mishinai. It's just a bracket. Not part of the halacha Moshe Mishinai. The Tosfos is free to say that within the tefach, maybe lava taka will work. Even within the ikashir, the lava can work. That's why he has to give two different answers, why kana mashu is not going to work. Yeah.
So you're saying the Ramban doesn't use lava in the tefach itself?
He can't have lava in the tefach itself, right? He won't be able to say lava in the tefach itself. And not only that, but once the Ramban is beholden to say that about Ruach Shlishis, then the Chora, what the Gon says about the other Ruchos, is Muchach in the Ramban. Meaning to say that within Zayin Tfachim of the other two Ruchos, you're not going to say Lava there either, because that's the Iker Shir.
Doesn't the Ramban say that you use Shnei Lebudin?
But he still requires a Tefach Shochek. He requires a Tefach of Omed, a Tefach of substance. He's saying in the Iker Shir of the Tefach in the Mechit, in the Dauphin, we can't say Lava. So there's never a Havamina to say that I can use less than a tefach. I definitely need a tefach in a stick, right? Konamashu would never be a havamin according to the Ramban. You can't have a konamashu because konamashu means that I don't have a basic shear. I need a basic shear of a tefach. And lovet ain't going to help me. Even though lovet is kesasim dummy, it's not going to help me for the basic shear. It can only help me for the tosefes on the shear. But for the basic shear, it can't help me. That's the yisum. And what comes along for the ride with that yisod is what the Vilna Gaon adds, that in the other two ruchos you also can't say love it in the basic shir, in the shiva tfachim, only in the extensions of the shiva tfachim. So this idea that you don't say love it in the ikka shir mechitza, it's going to come back. The Vilna Gaon is trying to explain a machlokas rishon. We're going to get to it. There's a lot there. There's a depth to what the Gaon is saying. It's a big chiddush, and as we say, we have to figure out how it really works over the Gemara. It's the Achronim pilpul about it. It's a big chiddush that, you know, you never. It's not the Pasha Pshat. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, Dav Zayin, is that love works in Mechitzas of Sukkah, you know, even in the Ikar Shir. But the Gaon is trying to explain the Machlokas Rishonim, and we're trying to explain Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem. According to the Ramban, it's really a pellet, right? There's Shlishas Afilu Tefach, so how can the Ramban say that Tefach Shochik is also part of the Halacha Mashmisina? According to the Vilna Gaon, it makes much more sense. But I just wanted to point out that Tosis and Avzai clearly is not learning like that. But Tosis Lishitasim does not bother. He holds Tefach Shochik is only a Dindar Abana to begin with. It's not a Dindar Raisa. The Ikar Alach Moshmi Sinai is Tefach Adkan. So if the Ikar Alach Moshmi Sinai is Tefach, maybe Takal Lovet works in the Tefach too? There's no need to be Mechadish, a new Din, that in the Ikar Tefach, Lovet doesn't work. Maybe Lovet works in the Tefach. The extra is just a Dindar Abana anyway. Okay. Okay, so the final issue that we have to address in this sugya is the kasha that Zach raised yesterday. And that is that Taisvus, Rashi, everyone keeps on saying, Rabbi Simon holds that you need rove dolphin in the Ruach Shlishis. You need rove dolphin. Tefach shochek, mamido pachas, mishlosh, samach, dolphin, sheni, so that you'll have rove dolphin, asse, four tefach. So, I mean, just do the math. Like, you don't need a tefach shochek. Rabbi Simon stands on his head to say tefach is not enough, but rather you need tefach shochek, tefach umashu, 1.1. Yeah, you need 1.1 to create a rove dolphin? What, 1.1 plus 2.9. Yeah, you have your 1.1 plus 2.9, so that's rove of the dolphin. That's 4. Okay, 4. What's the dolphin? What's the total of the dolphin? 7. So 4... 4 is rove of the dolphin, yeah? You don't need 4. How much do you really need? 3.5 umashu, right? 3.51. 3.6, certainly. 3.6 should be enough. So why does Rabbi Simon have to force us into tefach shochei? Let him say a tefach. Take a tefach, a con of a tefach. Not a con of mashu, con of tefach. Take a con of a tefach. The mamedat pochas mishlosh samach ladolphin. You have your cake and eat it. You'll have your tefach. You'll have your rove dolphin. Was ist schlecht? It's a pella. Well, what's Rabbi Simon saying? Rashi and Tosis both learned that Rabbi Simon's halach is that you need rove dolphin asa. Rove dolphin asa, you don't need a tefach shochek for that. So what does he have to add? You know, if he didn't say tefach shochek, I'd say he means 3.5, right? But he says tefach shochek. He's like medactic. You need tefach shochek. So clearly he wants 4. Right, he wants the 4. But what does he need the 4 for? 3.5 something is also enough. So the Rishonim are troubled by this. This is an obvious question. You have to just pshat in the sugya what's going on over here. So comes the Ritva and suggests that no, the din is that you need rov. Rabbi Simon's halacha is that you need rov, but it's a special type of rov. What's a special rov? What's it called according to the Ritva? Aruba de Minkar. Aruba de Minkar. It has to be recognizable that you have rov of the Mechitza. Rove of the dolphin. If all you can have is 3.5, 3.6, so, you know, someone looking at it will say he's got half the wool, or maybe less. It's not nika. You have 4 out of 7 already, that looks like that's a ruba de minka. That's what Rabbi Simon was saying. That you need a ruba de minka, and the mechitza said it looks like it's sasim. It looks like it's awesome. Again, according to the Briski Rav, this works out very beautifully. Because the whole Vart of the Briski Rav is what? That once we have part of the Dauphin Asai, so then we look at it as though the whole Dauphin is awesome. Right? That's the whole idea. That you have your Tefach, so once you have a Tefach in the third Ruach, it looks like the whole Dauphin is awesome. And Rabbi Simon makes it even better. Because now that you have a rove of the Dauphin Sassum, it looks even more so that the entire Dauphin, the entire Shivat Fachim is Sassum. Okay? So if that's the idea, that you want the Dauphin to look like it's Sassum, so then Avada, Ruba de Minkar, is Noch Besser. I mean, that's the halacha, that you need Ruba de Minkar, because it has to be Nikar that it's Sassum. Nikar that rove is Sassum, so then we look at it as though the whole Ruach is Sassum. Yes, Josh?
The Lovet isn't Nikar to begin with. It's like imaginary.
Lovud is imaginary, but Lovud we see. Meaning if you have two pieces that are substantive and there's airspace between the two, so then that's viewed as sasum. The problem is on the other side there's nothing, it's just airspace. So we look at Lovud. If all you have is less than three, so then we look at that, the eye will look at that as though it's sasum. So it's if you have a Tevach Shochik and you have the Lovud, so the eye sees that as one unit. It's one unit, that's four, so that's rov. So if you have rov or the mechitza, so then al pidin, we look at it as though the whole ruach is sasim, or the whole shiva tfachim is sasim. But if you don't have a ruba de minkar, you could say a lovud, but how do we look at the ruach? We don't look at the ruach as though it's rubo sasim, so that's the problem. Yes?
So what's the difference between like the asik being, like not being nicker and like lovud? Like, why is lovud more nicker than good asik?
So the truth is, good asik, that's a complicated question. Are we saying in good asik that the mechitzos of the good asik are not nikar, or if the mechitzos that you're drawing from are not nikar, then we're not going to say good asik? Remember we talked about
yeah,
that.
I'm saying like the first.
So if you say that we can't say good asik, no, but that's the first way. I don't think anyone said the first way. Good asik by definition, the walls are not going to be nikar. They're just imaginary. They have to come off walls that are real. But the good asik walls don't have to be real. Right? Isn't that what good asik is all about? Good asik means that you're drawing from mechitzos that exist and creating imaginary mechitzos for some reason. Right? Either you need a sukkah on top of the gag or whatever. Or your noatz konan, the rishos hayochid, and you're throwing onto that area. So there are no mechitzos in that. There are no mechitzas in the konis, so you need mechitzas to come around, mechitzas from the Rosh Hashayachid, to envelop this area through good asik. But you're trying to create mechitzas that are imaginary, but again, it's a different halacha. You know, you have to apply these halachas, you know, where they're said. But this din, Yaakov, yeah?
So, well, it's a very small amount.
Right.
Good asik could be...
Ten tefachim.
Good asik within three tefachim, we would consider that, you know, the halacha of burning. Good asik, once it's above ten tefachim, it could go however high. So that's maybe more reason why that halacha is less, you know, recognizable to the...
Well, even, it doesn't have to go so high. Good asik is even for ten tefachim. You can create a mechitza through good asik. So it's a little bit... Right, it's a bigger chiddush than here. Love it is a small area. I think the simple answer is that it's between two pieces, right? Two substantive items. So then, that's nira kisasim. It is kisasim, and it's nira kisasim. That's not a problem.
I was just going to say that I thought the reason that love is more important because since you have something on either side, it looks like it's like a wall.
Right. Exactly. It's self-contained. The airspace is self-contained. It's a self-contained airspace that can be kisasim though. Oh, so that's the Ritva's answer. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just didn't understand the Pshat before.
The Ritva is saying Rabbi Simon requires a Ruba de Minkar. It's not enough just to have.
So what does the extra mashu of an extra
big
help?
No. It's not the extra mash. It's not just the mashu. What I was saying is you don't even need the 1.1. You don't even need a tefach. Less than a tefach is also sufficient. Half a tefach is enough.
Sure.
Comes Rabbi Simon and says, no, you need 1.1. You need four. Because you need rov, you need a ruba de minkar of the dauphin. What's a ruba de minkar? So he defines that means four. Four is a ruba de minkar. Because you have seven. Seven is composed of what? Of seven different items, right? We look at it as seven numbers. So four to three, that's a ruba de minkar already. So that's why he says you need a tevach shochik of 1.1, because 1.1 plus the 2.9 of the lovin will give you the four, and then you have a ruba de minkar. So that's the sheer ruba de minkar.
Or that's just where he draws the line.
I think he draws the line by four. No, but that's what the Ritva is saying. He draws the line by four because four 4 to 3, that's the Ruba de Minkar. If you're talking 3.9 to 3.1, it's a three. That's not Ruba de Minkar. It's once you pass the threshold of 4, that becomes a Ruba de Minkar, because it's 4 to 3. 4 to 3. In terms of the airspace, there's only 3 of airspace and there's 4 of solid. With the lovin, it becomes 4 of solid. The Ran has a different shot. Ran says it's not a din. It's not a din in Rove at all. And we keep on saying Rashi and Taisus hold that Rabbi Simon assumes that you need Rove in the Dauphin Shlishis. So then we would try, we would bother with the Kasha. Rove, you don't need a Tavak Shochik to make Rove. So comes the Ran and says, no, it's not a din in Rove. What's it a din in? It's a din that Bekol HaTara Kula, we normally find that the smallest Shir Mechitza is 4 Tfachim. 4 Tfachim is a Shir Chashev. That's the Indian. That 4 Tfachim is a Shir Chashev. It's not that you need Rove Dauphin. Against Rashi and Tosfos. It's not a din in Rove Dauphin, says the Ran. Also, Tefach Shochek and Mamila Pachas Mikim Osamach HaDauphin is on base of an Aleph in the Riv. The Avagad Betachach Kolduhu Ika Rove Dauphin. Even though your Tefach Koldu is enough, you don't need Tefach Shochek for that. David Femi Gimel Mechza, it's more than 3.5. Filoachi Botze Me'arba Lochoshe B'Shem Duchta. Says the Ran, less than 4 is never a Shir Choshev. Well, 4 is the Shir Choshev. We find in Sukkah multiple times. We've had already a few times that Arba is viewed as a Shir Choshev. Like Schach Posel Barba. The Machlokas Tanoim about Mesachim Bin Asorim, Rabbi Huden, Rabbi Meir. That's about Dalid, right? They say this to Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but they talk about a shear of Dalid, that a Dal that four tfachim is a shear choshev b'chol makom. Shear choshev is normally four tfachim. Rishus Hayochid is Dalid tfachim by Dalid tfachim. That's the shear choshev. That's the normal minimum shear for shear choshev. It says the Ran, that's the idea. Rabbi Simon says that you need a shear choshev of a mechitza in the ruach shlishis, and that's why you need 4. It's not in Rov. So that din in Rav, then the kasha falls away because you need 4. It's a din in 4. So din in 4, then we understand why Rabbi Simon will say that you need 4. That's what the Taisa Rosh writes as well. And he says has the same idea as the Ran. Here's the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh says. He has the Lashon Mechitza. The Ram says the Shir Choshev. The Tosafot Rosh says that's Mechitza B'chol Makom. The minimum Shir Mechitza is the Shir Choshev of Dalet Tfachim. So that's what Rabbi Simon holds. You need the Shir Choshev of Dalet Tfachim, and that's what you need according to the Lachem Moshe Sinai in the Ruach Rosh Lishis. Either according to the Lachem Moshe Sinai, or that's a Dinder Rabbanan. Either way, Tosafot and Ramban. But that's to create a mechitza chashuva a shir chashuv in the Rosh Lishis. Okay, let's go weiter the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda, Sukkah hasuya kemovik shem. Sukkah hasuya kemovik shem. What is hasuya kemovik? It says Rashi, kemovik hamafulosh. That's not in the Gemara. I don't know where the Gemara Masla got the Girsa from, but it's not in the Gemara. But that's what it means. Kemovi means Kemovi Hamafulosh. I mean, if you have a Movi that's Sosom on 3 Ruchos, so that's your Sukkah. You don't need to do any Tikkun on the Ruach Revius. So, this case is talking about a Movi Hamafulosh. Sheshtei Hadafana Zukeneget Zu. Like the picture on the side of the Gemara. And I imagine you have the same picture that I have. Two Defana Zu, Zum Mul Zu. Zokt of Yehuda, it's Ksheira. Sukkah Asuya Kemavu is also Ksheira. Also Tefach Mamidah L'chol Ruach Sheyirtza. Yehuda says that the same halacha applies. Also Tefach Mamidah L'chol Ruach Sheyirtza. Just like when you have Shtayim Kilchosan, Shlish Zavilu Tefach Yemamid Tefach B'chol Makom Sheyirtza. So too, Sukkah Asuya Kemavu Yemamid Tefach B'chol Makom Sheyirtza. What does that mean, B'chol Makom Sheyirtza? Top or bottom? You have your mavi mefulosh, mavi that goes straight through. So you can put the tefach keneged hayotzi over here, or keneged hayotzi over here, keneged rosh tar, whatever you want, either on the top or the bottom. It's Rabbi Yehuda's position. Rabbi Simon Vitema, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Omar, also lo pasa bo mashu mamido pochas mishlosha samach ladofen, kapochas mishlosha samach ladofen kalavadami. Nochamol, Rabbi Simon Vitema, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, apparently in these two statements they weren't sure who said it, but it's the same people. Rabbi Simon said that you need a pasar bo. Here you need a pasar bo. You need a mechitza of four. You need a board. A board that's four tfachim umashu. Umamido v'porchas mishlosha samach ladofen, kol porchas mishlosha samach ladofen, kol avadami. Rabbi Simon says here, you need a pasar bo. Tefach keneged ayotze, keneged rosh tor, that's not going to be good enough. You need a pasar bo. Tefach is not even enough. You need a pasar bo. Now you can put it on either side, but you need a pasar bo. Samach Ladofen, the pass has to be 4. Samach Ladofen within 2.9. 4.1. Pasar bo umashu, 4.1 plus 2.9 equals 7. You got your war. That's Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's sheet. So in fact, the Gemara Maishna asked the Kamer Tzaget Hevach Shochei Gemaishna Hocha the Kamer Bayi Pasar bo. It's the same. It's doch the Zelba Rabbi Simon. Why does Rabbi Simon say by Shtaim Kilchoson? Shtaim Kilchoson, Shlish Zafilo Tevach, you need. It's sufficient to have a Tevach Shochek. And here by Sukasuya Kimavim Mefulosh, he says you need a Pasar Bo. Zog the Gemara Hosom, the Iko Shtei Defonos Kilchoson, Tzagi Lebe Tevach Shochek. Hochad Leka Shtei Defonos. The difference is that in the other case we have Shtaim Kilchosan. Shtaim Kilchosan. Posmeita Shtaim Kilchosan. Like the L, right? You have Shtaim Kilchosan. If you have Shtaim Kilchosan, Rabbi Simon holds Shliza Filu Tefach. 1.1 is enough. You have a Tefach Shochek within 2.9. That's sufficient. And we'll see, some say that you take need a Tzuras HaPesach for the rest of it, but that's not for us. We're assuming you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. 1.1 plus 2.9, that's sufficient, Rabbi Simon says. But that's if you have Shtaim Kilchosan. Shtaim Kilchosan. Shtei Defonis. Rashi says, Shtei Defonis Shlemos Kilchosan Kimin Gam. It's not Mefulish. So if the two walls are not Mefulish, so then Tefach Shochek is enough. But if the walls are foolish, so then you need a pasar ba mashu with the love. Okay, that's the Gemara. Yes.
How does this work with the Gemara that we just said? Why, when it's foolish, he needs it to be four?
We're going to get to it, Sam. It's old. We're going to get to it. Very good. We'll get to it. Let's start off slow. Go slow. I certainly need to go slow. In more ways than one. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So what's the machlokas over here? Yehuda says that Sukkah Asuya Kemavu is Kshera, va'oso tefach ma'amid al-chauru ha-shayirtze. He seems to say that it's the same halacha as before. Rabbi Simon says, no, it's a new halacha. Pasar bo. What's the machlokas, Amoroi? So comes Rashi and says, Kshera. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that Sukkah Asuya Kemavui is Kshera V'Oso Tefach Ma'amid Al-Chamachem Sheyirtze? The Hanami Kari Kilchasan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Sukkah Asuya Kemavui is also Kilchasan. That's called Kilchasan. So that's why it's kosher. The regular rule of Shtaim Kilchasan Shliz Rabbi Lotefach applies. And what does Rabbi Simon hold? Rabbi Simon must hold it's not Kilchasan. That's what Rashi says in the Ramaschal Shtei Devonis. Shtei defano shleimos kilchosan kimin gam dein nirus mefuloshos kihai. Rabbi Simon says the chiluk between the previous case and this case is that the previous case was not mefuloshos, but rather we were shleimos kilchosan kimin gam. What's a gam? An L. A gam is an L. Right? Mechitzos da'arivon, as the Rishonim say. Areva, they're joined together. Rabbi Simon holds kilchosan is tzvei dinim, it's a brisker. Right, they did it. You need kilchasan in the shir sholem, and mechitzos da'arevan. That the mechitzos have to be kimin gam. They have to be joining together, connected. So he says, if it's a sukkah, so you can mavli, that's not kilchasan. It's kilchasan in the shir, but it's not kilchasan in the kimingam. It's not mechitzas da'arevon. So tefach shochik is not going to be good enough. I need pasar bo, Rabbi Simon. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kilchasan doesn't mean da'arevon. Doesn't need kimingam. As long as it's what? Kashir. As long as you have two mechitzas that are both kashir, the shiva tefachim, that's called kilchasan. So they can be like this, they can be like this, right? They can be mefulish, they can be kimingam, it doesn't matter. That's all kilchasan. Yehuda says, if it's kilchasan, then shlish is afilu tefach. So tefach shochik is enough. Or maybe even less than tefach shochik. He wasn't mechadish tefach shochik. He holds tefach is enough. Shtayim kilchasan, shlish is afilu tefach. Rabbi Simon says, this is not shtayim kilchasan. It's not kilchasan. Kilchasan is two dinim together. It's kishir and kimingam. So if you don't have both elements, then it's not called kilchasan, and then you're gonna need the pasar bo'ah. Okay, that's the machlokas samaroi. And that's the way that the Ran explains as well. Ran explains the machlokas from Aran. He says it mefurish. Rashi, you have to sort of piece together the two Rashi, but the Ran mamish says it. This is in the beginning of the Gemara, the Vav Amid Beis. Shtayim kilchasan, and the Beis Amid Aleph in the Daf Yariv. Perish yesh b'cholachas mi'en shir shalem. Kilchasan mi'en shir shalem, says the Ran. If you need mechitzas da'arevon, if you need them to be joined kemin gam like an L shape, that's a machloikis. That's not mufur. That's not obvious that you need that to be part of kilchasan. Ibeina da'arevon olo plug to damarayi lekamon de lerev Yehuda damar de besuk asuy kemavu inami saga b'shlish afilu tefach kilchasan lo mashma ela l'shir shalom. Aliba de rev Yehuda that suk asuy kemavu is also shlish afilu tefach is the shem halacha. So clearly, kilchasan just means kishir, shivat vachim. If your two mechitzas are shivat vachim a piece, doesn't matter how they are, befulash, gam, doesn't matter. Yeah, Reb Simon, Vitema, Reb Yishuv ben Levi, Da'amad lo sagi, ele v'pasar bal mashu, kilchasan tarti mashma. Reb Simon holds that kilchasan means tarti, da'arevon u'kishir shalei. V'hainu d'armina l'kamon, alibay, hosom dikashtei d'fonos kilchosan, sagilei b'tefach shlochei, kushlish z'avilu tefach. Hosom. In the earlier case, then you had shtayim kilchosan. Why do you have just hosom it's shtayim kilchosan? Yeah, Rabbi Simon holds, kilchosan means tzvei dinim. It's kishir and darevan and kemingam. So hosom, shlish z'avilu tefach is if you have both elements, then tefach is enough. But hocha, that it's suka suya kemavoi, that it's not that raven, it's only kashir, so here you need a pasar bo'ah. Okay, that's the machlokas amaroyim, whether in this case of sukkah suya kamavu, you need a pasar bo'ah or tefach is sufficient. I saw a hand up before. Josh?
In the case of
Mori,
it's not a case where it's a sukkah katana, right?
It's not. We're going to get to that. It's even a sukkah gedolah. Mavi mefulish is even a sukkah gedolah. The Ritva clearly implies that. Did you see that line in the Ritva? Because he connects. He first talks about Sukkah Gedolah. He says, Afilu b'Sukkah Katana. So he's clearly assuming Rabbi Simon is not talking about...
He says Sukkah
Gedolah. Right. Pasha Pshat is Sukkah Asuya Kamavah. In this case, in the Gemara, is talking about a Sukkah Gedolah. Where the two mechitzos, the Mavim, two mechitzos are more than seven tefachim.
Because if it's 4.1, 2.9, that's already seven. So, that would be
exactly. Exactly. That would be Katana. Katana would be if the second wall would be up to him. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking even in a Sukkah Gedolah. We're going to get to that. That's a very important point. Oh. So according to Rabbi Simon, in Sukkah Asuya Kamavi, you need the Pasar Bo'ah. Why? Because you don't have Shtayim Kilchasan. And the Halacha Moshe we've seen of Shtayim Kilchasan is Shlishav L'Tefach is only said if it's kilchasan. That's kach nemar halacha. So what does the pasar ba'ah accomplish? What's his shita? You need a pasar ba'ah because you don't have shtayim kilchasan. So how did that change anything? Shtayim kilchasan shlishis avilutav, but you don't have kilchasan. So what's the pasar ba'ah gonna accomplish? So lechora, what does it accomplish? If what's missing is that it's not two mechitzos kamin gam, then if you have the pasar ba'ah, then you now have two mechitzos kamin gam because with the lovud, you'll have two mechitzas coming down. We're getting to your kashas here. We're getting.
Why does Rabbi even need to go say like that you create them for coming down? Why can't you just say that now you have three mechitzos.
Now
the third one's
three,
not touching.
They're not touching each other. But you have two mechitzos coming down. You have mechitzos darevan. You have mechitzos darevan. That's what the Ran says. The Ran on that Beis Amid Beis. The little, we're going to see the Ran in its entirety, hopefully, when we get up to the Tzuras HaPesach Sugya. Beautiful Lamdusha Sugya about Tzuras HaPesach in the context of Sukkah, outside the context of Sukkah. Kelayim, Shabbos, it's very interesting. But just a snippet, right? So it says the Ran there, Besukkah, so come over, Inami, Al Yidei Pasar Bo, Ha'ika Shtei Defonos Dareva. The Pasar Bo makes it like Shtei Defonos Dareva. Makes it Kamingam, because now you have your Pasaba Lovud, plus the regular Mechitza, it's like Dareva. It's a Mechitza Dareva. It's a Mechitza Dareva. The Ritva also is mashma like that, that it makes it a Mechitza Dareva. How so? He says it. How does he say it? He doesn't say it as Mefurish as the Ran, but it's pretty Mefurish. Because, as Josh pointed out, he talks about a Mechitza Gedola, a Mechitza Ktana. So first, the Ritva says, Ki ika shtei defonos darevan kamin gam, sagi lishlishes betefach shochek shusosam. Aval hocha deleka shtei defonos darevan adayin. Adayin. What's the key word? I think you figured it out. Right? There's still not shtei defonos darevan. Adayin? There isn't. There never is going to be. No, there will be. The Pasar Bo will make it arevan. That's the whole point of the Ritva. Rabbi Simon's Pasar Bo makes it Shtei Defonos Da'areva. And he says it also when he continues with the Suga Ketana. He says even Suga Ketana, Tefach Shokhi is not going to work. Dila Olam Shtei Defonos Kishir Suga Da'areva Be'inan. You need Shtei Defonos Da'areva. Tefach Shokhi never works unless you have Shtei Defonos Da'areva. You need Shtayim Kilchasen. If you don't have Shtayim Kilchasen, you can't have Tefach Shokhi. It's not going to work. So the Ritva and the Ran both seem to understand Rabbi Simon's halacha of Pasar Ba to mean what? Here I don't have Shtayim Kilchasen. I have a Sukkah Asurah Kemavim. I have two walls that are disjointed. They're not connected Kimin Gam. They're not like an L shape. They're Kishir. They're a Shir Sholem of Zayin Tvachim, but they're not Kimin Gam. So that's why the halacha Moshe Rishina of Shtayim Kilchasen and Shliz Abil Tavach doesn't work. So what do I need? I need a Pasar Ba. And the Pasar Ba makes it like Shtei Defonos Da'areva. Pasaba makes it like Shtei Defonos Da'areva. So what? That it's Shtei Defonos Da'areva? What does that do for me? Shtei Defonos Da'areva makes it Shtayim Kilchasen. Shtei Defonos Da'areva makes it like Shtayim Kilchasen. Josh?
At the end of the Ritva, he like says that you could have like Shiva, then the Pasaba, and then the Tevach Shokak as a third wall.
Which part of the Ritva are you referring to?
With the
Sukkah Ketana? Well, me, I feel the Sukkah Ketana, Lom Nisparashi, Betefach Shochi, Betayim, Babi, Lava, the Lom Shtei Defonos, Kishir, Sukkah, Dareven, Be'inan.
So it's on
Tezayin. Oh, on Tezayin. Okay. What's the Sukkah on Tezayin? The Ritva? Again, Nochama, what are we saying over here? Let's fit it in. The Ran and the Ritva say, Reb Simon's halacha of Pasar Ba is to create it Shtei Mechitzos Da'areva, right? To create Shtei Mechitzos Da'areva. So we just added, so what does Shtei Mechitzos Da'areva accomplish? So I suggested Shtei Mechitzos Da'areva makes it Shtayim Kilchasen. That's what it is. Now it's Shtayim Kilchasen. And that's what the Ritva says on Daf Tezayin. Okay, well, what's Tezayin? The Gemara in Tezayin quotes Rabbi Ami's did. Right? We've had this before. Pasar bo mashu mate besuka. Rabami says Pasar bo mashu can be mate besuka. Mishum dofen. Umukim lay bepachas mishlosh etvachem samach ladofen. Pasar bo mashu within love at samach ladofen, that's mate. Kol pachas mishlosh samach ladofen kol love adami. So in fact, the Gemara, it's a davar poshut. My kamashma, what's the finish? Of course, if you have a board of four, if I have a board of four, I let's say there's another wall over here. I have a board of four, and within 2.9 of the wall, four and Mashu. So of course that's a wall. That's a full wall. It's a Dovin Shalim. It's a Dovin Shalim with a Lovin. A little bit of board, a little bit of Lovin. So what's the Chiddush? Rabami is Dacha Pella. I don't need, first of all, he waited until Daft Hazayin to teach us this halacha. Well, what's it's obvious. We've had Lovin 15 times already. Maiko Mashmalan, if it says the Gemara, no. Halka Mashmalan Shir Meshach Sukkah Ketana Shiva. The Chiddush is that the Shir Meshach Sukkah is Shiva, that the minimum Shir of the Sukkah is 7, so that's what you need. You have to put the Pasar Bo Mashu within Lovod of the Dauphin, and then it's going to be kosher. What's the case? What's he talking about? What's this Chiddush? Why is he saying this? So it's Machlokas Rishonim what he's talking about. Rashi over here learns Rabbi Ami to be talking about the Ruach Shlishis. Muki Labapachas Megimel Samach Dauphin Hasheni B'miktsoa. You hear that Lashon of Rashi? You put the pasar ba samach l'dofen hasheni next to the second dofen, the miktsoa in the corner. Sounds like you have two dofenes. You put the pasar ba next to the dofen hasheni, the miktsoa, with the lovet bein tayim. That's how it's gonna. That's what he's trying to be mechadish over here. So, fact the ritva, what? Pasar ba in the ruach shlishis, you have two defunas and you're putting the pasar ba in the third ruach. What's the kasha? You don't need a pasar ba for that. What's sufficient for there? Shlishis afilu tefach. Shtaim kilchos and a shlishis afilu tefach. So why does Rabbi Ami say that pasar ba is matir besukkah, shir meshach sukkah is shiva? What do you need that for? Shlishis afilu tefach. So says the Ritva, no. We're not talking about that you have two walls. We're talking about you only have one wall. Rabbi Ami is trying to mechadish the following idea. He's trying to say that even if you only have one dolphin shalem of Zion, you can create another dolphin through Lavud. You can create a shtayim kilchasan through Lavud. That's his chiddush. Not shlishis, but pasar ba. Shlishis afilu tefach. He's very troubled with the Rashi. Rabbi Ami is teaching me that you can create a shtayim kilchasan through a pasar ba. And once I have a shtayim kilchasan, what's the din in the third ruach? Shlishis afilu tefach. There, shlishis afilu tefach. Right? I don't need the pasar ba in the ruach shlishis. Rabbi Ami's whole chiddush is that you can create a shtayim kilchasan. Right, you can create shtei defunos kishir ukemingam shtayim kilchasan. Do this lovud if you have a pasar ba, and once you have the pasar ba, you've created the shtei mechitos darevan. They're also a shir shalom. That's shtayim kilchasan. Then shlishis afilu tefach. That's how the Ritva learns. It's not just that you're making shtei mechitzos darevan. Once you have the shtei mechitzos darevan, this is going to be called shtayim kilchasan. Because without that, then how is shlishis afilu tefach? You need shtayim kilchasan. Zok the Ritva, that's the chiddush. Rabbi Ami is saying that you can create a shtayim kilchasan even through the lavud. We're going to get to your kasha, Sam. I know that this is all your kasha. We're going to get there. Right? That you can create a shtayim kilchasan through this din of lovud, you have a pasar ba with a lovud with another mechitza. That's a shtayim kilchasan, and then the third ruach, you'll be able to have a shlishis afilu tefach. Yaakov.
I hear his issue with Rashi, but you're walking a fine line because the Gemara says what's the chiddush, and then the chiddush is not anything you just said. It's that the minimum shir is shiva. It's almost like the flip side of Sam's kasha. Like, it's such a chiddush that you can use lovud to be a part
to
of
make
the wall.
Make it shtayim kilchasan.
So
what
the Gemara? Rami is a huge chiddush. What's the kasha?
Right.
Why isn't that the
answer? Right. That's a good kasha. I don't know the answer to that. That's a very good kasha. Sam?
According to the Ritva, I can now have a sukkah that has pasar ba,
lavud, yeah?
Lavud,
right.
Pasar ba, and a tefach. Yeah.
Not even a pasar ba on the other side. A pasar ba and a lavud on one side, a full wall on the other side, and then a tefach shochik on the other side.
Does he say that you need the dofen of Sheva on one side? Or can the pasar ba also...
This is a dofen of Sheva.
Right, so
there are two dofenos of Sheva, shtayim kilchasan.
No, so can I have my bottom wall over here? Can it look like the wall on the left?
Left or right? Can this bottom wall?
Can it look like the wall on the left? Can it be a passerby and say...
You're saying there's going to be some kind of a conne over there. A double loved.
Yeah, I can't do
that. No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. So maybe that's not enough. Maybe it has to be... Right, maybe one will has to be shiva, it has to be a lover to a real wolf.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot to digest here. What's the problem? The obvious problem. We're going to have to get to a lot of the problems. So first of all, Sam's problem. How does the Gaon learn all this Rishonim? Or forget the Rishonim, how does he learn the Gemara? If the Gaon assumes that you can't have Lovud in the Ikashir Mechitza, so this is the Ikashir. We're talking about the seven Tvachim. The seven Tvachim. Right? If Rabbi Simon, forget about the Gemara and Daf Tezan, let's go back to our Gemara. Let's take it Poshet. Right? Our Gemara says what? Rabbi Simon holds, Sukkah, Suya Kemavu, you need a Pasarba. What does Pasarba do? I have a Mavim Befulosh, I put a Pasarba on the bottom between the two defunas. So what do I have now? I have Shtayim Pilchasim, he says. I have Shtayim Pilchasim. Shtayim Pilchasim, yeah? So first of all, if you have Shtayim Pilchasim, so why do I need a full wall on the other side? Let's keep it simple. Okay? Rabbi Simon says what? That's not Shtayim Pilchasim. So I need a Pasarbo. Pasarbo Mashu. So I have a Pasarbo Mashu with Lovud. So then that's a Shtayim Pilchasim. That's Shtayim Mechitzas Darevan. That's Shtayim Pilchasim. So therefore what? So the Shlisha should be Afilu Tefach. The case sounds like I need two walls, each which are a seven opposite each other, and the Pasarbo will work, is sufficient but necessary in the middle. That's Rabbi Simon's Chiddush. If I have a Sukkah, Surya, Kamavoy, I have two walls, it's not Kamin Gam, Shlish Zafilu Tevach is not enough, but Pasarba does work. But if you learn that Pasarba makes it like Shtayim Kilchasan, so then why do I need the wall on the other side to be seven? Why do I need Shlish Zafilu Tevach? Shlish Zafilu Tevach. What's more, if the Pasarba is making it Shtayim Pilchasan, then the Pasarba is part of the Ikashir of the Sukkah. It's part of the Ikashir of the Sukkah. I need seven here. I need seven in this wall too. So how can I say love it according to the Gaon? The Gaon is beholden to the Gemara. Right? The Ritva's Pshat on Daf Tezayin, the Gaon could say the Ritva is not like me. He's not explaining the sheet of the Ritva. But the Gemara, Rabbi Simon on Daf Zayin, Rabbi Simon is talking about creating a Shtayim Pilchasan through Lovud. Isn't he? It's the Chorah, what the Rishonim are saying. Right? The Pasaba makes it Beis Mechitzas Darevan. Beis Mechitzas Darevan. Now you have Mechitzas Darakashir and Darevan. The Chorah is making it like Shtayim Pilchasan. So if that's what it's doing, why do I need this other Mechitzah of seven on the other side? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, according to the Gaon, how can I create the Shtayim Pilchasan with the Pasarba and the Lovud? I can't create the Ikashir Mechitza with a Lovud. What's the Gaon talking about? It's really a Pella. It's really a Pella. How can we understand the Sugya according to the Vilna Gaon? So take a look at some of the Makaras. I want to share a vort with you on Sunday. There's an idea that the Chazon Ish has Anupshat in the whole Sugya. Okay, look at some of the Makaras. I have the sense that not everyone got through all of the Makaros. Look at more of the Makaros. We'll compare notes on Sunday and we'll try to close the circle to answer the question.